The City of McAllen and McAllen PD celebrates new collective bargaining agreement. This agreement will result in some of the highest paid police officers in South Texas, said Victor Rodriguez, Chief of Police, Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. In a move aimed at strengthening the local police force, McAllen City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez and McAllen City Mayor Javier Villalobos have announced signing a new collective bargaining agreement with the police department. This is a momentous day for us. I'm thrilled to announce that we're ready to sign our collective bargaining agreement that we've negotiated with the police department and police association, said Rodriguez during the recent announcement. He further emphasized that the negotiation process was intense but carried out professionally, cordially, and respectfully. The agreement signifies a 4-year deal that includes a cumulative 16% pay raise for McAllen's men and women in blue. Mayor Villalobos expressed satisfaction with the agreement, lauding the city's administration, staff, and police department for their contributions towards achieving it. This agreement will help us to retain a lot more of our peace officers and keep us competitive, which is extremely important to us. I am confident that it will greatly assist our police department and their families, stated Villalobos. The mayor also drew attention to the city's track record of safety, highlighting that McAllen had risen from being the 7th safest city in the country to the 3rd, attributing this feat to the city's law-abiding community and dedicated police department. In the spirit of recognition, Rodriguez thanked the city commission for their guidance during the collective bargaining process. He expressed his gratitude towards City Attorney Isaac Tawil, Commissioner Omar Quintanilla, Assistant City Managers Jeff Johnston, Michelle Rivera, Joe Vera, and Austin Stevenson, an Assistant City Attorney who was not present but played a significant role in the research and negotiations. Sergeant Jesus Regalado, representing the police department, echoed the sentiments of Mayor Villalobos and Rodriguez, expressing his appreciation for the collective bargaining agreement. This is a major step forward for our department in retaining our peace officers and attracting new ones to serve this great city, said Regalado. McAllen's Chief of Police, Victor Rodriguez, also weighed in on the agreement, expressing his gratitude to the community and praising the agreement's provision for compensation. The happiest part of this is that we'll be able to compensate our personnel adequately. This agreement will result in some of the highest paid police officers in South Texas, said Victor Rodriguez. He thanked the union, the city mayor, and the commission for their successful negotiations. The invaluable experience of Chief Victor Rodriguez was crucial in these discussions, noted the city manager, thanking the chief for his help during the process. With the signing of the agreement, McAllen City demonstrates its commitment to not only compensate police officers at a level reflecting the critical role they play in the community but also provide benefits that will make a career as a McAllen police officer highly attractive. The move underscores the city's prioritization of security, with roughly 50% of the City of McAllen's general fund budget allocated to public safety. Consequently, all property tax revenue is channeled towards public safety, a testament to the city's commitment to keeping its residents safe. Sergeant Jesus Regalado Jr., MPLEA President, concluded, on behalf of the MPLEA collective bargaining team, we express our gratitude to the city's leadership for acknowledging the importance of public safety in our community. We look forward to a prospering relationship with the City of McAllen's leadership.